Real Estate Sales Insurance Agents and Interior Design Services, and by Feral Gas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump doesn't have enough cash on hand to secure the nearly $500 million bond from his civil fraud judgment. His lawyers have asked that the $464 million amount be lowered. Attorney General Letitia James in New York says she will start seizing property if the money isn't there by next Monday. Another potential government shutdown averted.
Congressional leaders in the White House have reached an agreement to fund the Department of Homeland Security, say two sources familiar to ABC News. Negotiators are still working out the details. Funding for DHS was a final sticking point. Funding bills for five other departments, including defense, were agreed to over the weekend, sources say. Late Friday is the deadline to avert a shutdown.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A UN food agency is warning that famine is imminent in northern Gaza, as food aid is still difficult to get to those who need it most. A couple dozen Americans flown out of Haiti over the weekend. Violence continuing to plague Port-au-Prince. Thousands more Americans still trying to get out of the capital city. This is ABC News. A craft store that made a comeback during the pandemic, now headed into bankruptcy.
Americans got crafty during the COVID-19 pandemic, taking up hobbies with lots of time at home. That's no longer the case, and now Joanne, a fabric and crafts retail chain, is feeling the pinch. It's filed for Chapter 11, will likely go private with the goal of emerging from bankruptcy as early as the end of next month. One thing that is not expected to change, the company's 800 stores, which are expected to operate normally during the reorganization. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Start of spring today also means gas prices are speeding up. Nationwide average $3.47, up 40 cents since January. And two big lotteries just keep getting bigger. No winner in last night's Powerball drawing, sending the next jackpot to about $687 million. Tonight's Mega Millions, mega-sized $875 million. But players in Pennsylvania may be out of luck. The state lottery computer systems being upgraded means no tickets being sold there. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, somewhat warmer conditions today thanks to a low-pressure system sliding by off to our northeast. We'll have some gusty winds to go with that, though, so it may not feel quite as warm as the actual temperature. We are expecting a very busy period of weather to develop over the next several days and continue into the middle of next week as several waves of low pressure come through. The first will impact us later Thursday night through midday Friday. Should bring several inches of snow to the region, so traveling conditions will be quite dicey Friday morning in particular. Then we'll see the next storm roll in by Sunday midday and last probably through Monday. Could be another wave of that coming through Monday night and Tuesday. Accumulating snow, ice, and rain all expected with that system, although the exact details are still uncertain. We're likely to get some strong winds at times as well. Some periods of snow and slush-covered roads, and likely some heavy precipitation totals could be a couple inches of moisture through the middle of next week. Otherwise, for today, partly sunny, breezy, and much warmer with a high of 52. Southwest wind becoming northwest 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and turning colder, low at 18 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy, and brisk with a high of 34. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Thursday, increasing clouds, low 15, high 38. Snow likely by late Thursday evening. We could have 1 to 3 inches of accumulation by Friday daybreak. And Friday, the snow continues, tapering off around midday. Another 1 to 3 inches possible. Low 25. With a high of 37. Saturday, partly cloudy and chilly, low 17, high 34. Sunday, breezy with snow likely by midday. Moderate to heavy accumulations possible by night, and it may become a wintry mix, at least in the southern part of the area. Sunday's high about 38. Monday, breezy with a wintry mix of rain likely, high near 44. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. At the present time in Richland Center, our temperature is at 32 degrees. Also looking at some stats from yesterday, 38 was the high, and we did receive a trace of precipitation, a few flurries yesterday. The morning low today has been 30 degrees. The record high for March 19th, 75 in 1976, while the record low of 8 degrees below zero was set in 1923. Last year's high was 40 and the low 14. Sunset will happen at 12 minutes after 7 this evening, while sunrise time will be at 5 minutes after 7, coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, the southwest winds are at 2 miles per hour. Also, the barometer is at 2965. Skies have been clear for the most part over the last couple of hours, and we're at 32 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at a preseason baseball poll. Details as well on the Brewers and new manager Pat Murphy preparing for the season.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports.
The Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association has come out with the Division IV Coaches Poll for the state of Wisconsin baseball and the small schools. Aliva Strum is rated number one. Pecatonica, number two. Johnson Creek, three. Northwood Solon Springs, fourth. And Bangor, fifth. The Ithaca Bulldogs are rated number seven. Last year's Division IV state titleists, Riverdale, will be rated number 12 going into the season, Barneveld 13, Highland 16, Royal is ranked 18th, and Cashton 20th among the teams in southwestern and south central Wisconsin. The WBCA preseason Division III coaches poll has Aquinas rated number one, Lake Country Lutheran is two, Lomira third, Cambridge fourth, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood is rated fifth. Cuba City is ranked number nine, Viroqua 12, Dodgeville 15th, and Fenimore is ranked 16th. Well, the spring sports season is well underway. Baseball is practicing softball as well for the last week. And in fact, Riverdale has a softball scrimmage planned for today at 4:30 at Riverdale High School softball field. They will scrimmage Highland before getting onto the field for their first game on Thursday night versus Cashton. River Valley has a game today. JV and varsity to start at 5 at North Park in Spring Green. The River Valley softball team is taking on Waterloo to begin the season. Major League Bowling scores from last night, week 27 of the 32 weeks total. Gary Construction with a 36-55 series. Cardinal CG, a 36-19. Meister Cheese, 36-07. High Game Honors, Cardinal CG, a 13-47. Geary Construction, a 13-01. Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 12-30. Top Series, Greg Shep with a 751, 151 pins over average. And Chris Huppert with a 116 over average night and a 746. Ken Nix Jr. had a 705. Lucas Lindvig, a 700. Top games, Chris Huppert with a 279. Lucas Lindvig had a 266. Greg Shep with a 259. Kerry Geis bowled a 666, 141 over average, and Ashton Seckman bowled a 443, 104 over average in the Major Bowling League. Riverdale Communities Education Foundation will be sponsoring a bowling tournament fundraiser Sunday at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. It's an 8-pin tap individual tournament. The shifts will be at 11 and 1:30. The cost $15 for three games. There are other prizes, door prizes along the way. You can register the day of the event, or you can pre-register by calling Greg Kinney at 537-2359 or Boscobel Bowl and Banquet at 375-2200. Well, the Brewers with a win yesterday in spring baseball as they were able to get by the Angels 4-3. Christian Yelich had a couple of hits. Willie Adames with a key base hit as well. It's not rebuilding of the young players in the Brewer roster as good as the manager thinks they are. Pat Murphy says top prospects Joey Ortiz and Jackson Churio can make the opening day roster. Murphy says Ortiz has a good shot and Churio is in the mix. Ortiz comes to Milwaukee as a part of that Corbin Burns trade. Churio is the second-ranked prospect in all of minor league baseball. Both played in Monday's 4-3 win over the Angels. Churio went 1-for-3. The Brewers take on Cleveland today. Here is Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Got to play a little better offense, you know, not just hit better. We got to play offense better. We're capable of base running. We're capable of doing the little things. We're capable of good ball strike. We're capable of a lot of things that maybe we haven't got to our full potential yet. We've added a few guys that are special, you know what I mean? Reese Hoskins comes to mind. This guy's a pro.
Manager Pat Murphy, you talked about getting his chance to manage full time.
A lot of people have reached out and said, oh, you deserve it, you know, and I don't feel that way. You know, I don't feel deserving. I just feel grateful, you know what I mean? And now I got a job to do. And like I've said many times before, you know, it's not about me. You know, I've got a great staff and it's about them players. You know, it's about impacting them if you can.
The Brewers return to action to take on the Cleveland Guardians today in exhibition baseball. Badgers coach Greg Gard was on fire after his team upset the powerful Purdue Boilermakers Saturday. A video of the speech has gone viral after telling the players surrounding him in the locker room he had never seen a battle like they put up in his 25 years of coaching. He then led them in a celebration dance while House of Pain's Jump Around was playing. Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, is sending his love to Gard. Wisconsin meets James Madison Friday in the first round of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament in Brooklyn. Tyler Wall of the Badgers can't wait for the start.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, I feel like this is the best I've felt coming into the NCAA tournament. We're playing really great basketball. The guys are really gelling, and it's been a lot of fun here this last week or two.
Marquette coach Shaka Smart says senior team leader Tyler Kolick will be on the court when the team meets Western Kentucky in the first round of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Smart says Kolick has to go through a progression of rehab and recovery. The player suffered an oblique injury February 28th. He said he's going to be trending in the right direction for a return to the Golden Eagles lineup. Forward Chris Middleton looked good, scoring 22 against the Phoenix Suns last weekend. The 6'7" scoring machine would be a welcome addition to the Bucks' offense, which has been sluggish at times and scary good at other times. He had missed 16 games and hadn't played since February 16th. Middleton only played 25 on Sunday, but he also had time to hand out 7 assists and keep the Bucks' offense going, despite the absence that day of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Former Packer All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari is said to be focused on playing again. The NFL Network reports Bakhtiari is working hard on his rehabilitation. He's not coming back to Green Bay, and it isn't likely he would join former teammate Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. The team has strengthened its tackle position by trading for Morgan Moses and signing Tyron Smith as a free agent. When the 32-year-old offensive lineman is healthy, he is one of the best in professional football, but he's only played in 13 games over the past 3 seasons. And a new Packer, Xavier McKinney, was asked recently why he chose Green Bay in free agency.
Great franchise, a lot of history here, a lot of winning. It's something that, you know, I've done a lot of the time while I've been playing football. And, you know, just the atmosphere is great. Obviously, this is my first time being here, so it takes me back to, like, my Bama days. So that's a feeling that, obviously, that I love. So far, I love it, and it's going to be fun.
In the NHL last night, Washington 5-2 over Calgary, and Buffalo beat Seattle 6-2. I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier. Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30. This week's auction includes fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone. Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Have talent? Well, no. These days you don't really need it, thanks to reality shows. Can't wait to date a supermodel. Can't wait to sue my dad. Can't wait to wreck a Ferrari. On my way to rehab. It's when you're a celebrity. It's adios reality. You can act just like a fool. People think you're cool just cause you're on TV. I can throw a major fit with my latte hitting just how I like it. And they say I've gone insane. I'll blame it on the fame, the pressures that go. Cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way. And I'll get community service no matter which law I break. I'll make the supermarket tabloids. They'll write some awful stuff. But the more they run my name down, the more my price goes up. You're a celebrity. It's adios reality. No matter what you do, people think you're cool just cause you're on TV. I can fall in and out of love, have marriages that barely last a month. When they go down the drain, I blame it on the fame and say it's just so tough.
Used to be, but I could find her if you let me.
train, almost like she never left here. And I'll be ready, baby, when she gets here. I can put the smile right back, re-smile those dreams back in what you see when your eyes close. I'll be the buzz that you feel when you sip slow, slow dance right back in your dirt road. I can put the sun right back in your sunshine, bring a little love back into your late night. Ain't gotta be nothing more than one more drink, and baby, I can take the blue out of your brown eyes, baby. Smile those dreams back in what you see when your eyes close. I'll be the buzz that you feel when you sip slow, slow dance right back in your dirt road. I can put the sun right back in your sunshine, bring a little love back into your late night. Ain't gotta be nothing more than one more drink, and baby, I can take the blue out of your brown eyes, baby.
Urban on WRCO Radio. Stay tuned for trivia coming up in just a little bit here this morning. You know, really, it's not too bad out there. 33 degrees. The wind is kind of minimal. Yesterday was so deceiving that way because it looked so nice. And then I went outside. Ooh, where's my winter coat? So, going to have to keep that handy over the next few days. We'll have to keep the snow shovel around as well. I just about thought about putting that back away.
Excitement and buzzer beaters aplenty at the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
What an exciting weekend it was for the WIAA Boys Basketball State Championships at the Kohl Center, featuring numerous buzzer beaters and great games. It started on Thursday when Lakeside Lutheran's Casey Guzman banked home a runner with less than 2 seconds remaining to lift the Warriors to a 57-55 win over Keele in a D3 state semifinal. However, Lakeside would fall in the Division III championship game on Saturday, 65-54 against St. Thomas More. The excitement continued into Thursday's evening session when Mineral Point rallied from a 7-point deficit with under 25 seconds left to play to defeat Aquinas when Logan Thousand hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer for a 62-61 win. The Pointers won on another thriller in the D4 championship against Kenosha St. Joe's when Drew Ashelman scored on a putback at the buzzer for a 65-64 win. In Division II, Wisconsin Lutheran's Alex Green scored on a layup at the buzzer to lift the Vikings over Nicolet in a state semifinal. Wisco finished a perfect 30-0 with a dominating 83-62 win over Pewaukee, ending the Pirates' run of three consecutive state titles. In the longest and highest scoring game in state tournament history, Arrowhead outlasted Neenah 99-95 in four overtimes, though the Warhawks ran out of gas in the title game, falling to Marquette 84-62. Columbus Catholic captured the Division 5 crown. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Compernall reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
The Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Fundraiser is this Saturday. Registration starts at 11. Bags will fly at noon. The event is located at Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Pre-registration is recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Entry fee $20 per team. Bring your bags and a partner. Double elimination. 6 games guaranteed. Absolutely no ghosts allowed. If you don't have a partner, let them know there may be someone else looking for a partner. This Saturday, the bags fly for a great cause. Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, which is given to selected graduates of River Valley High School attending a vocational or technical college. Great times and a great event. See you Saturday at Wisconsin Riverside Resort, starting at 11 a.m.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
100.9 WRCO.
In the yard, got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching the fireflies in a jar. This is as good as it gets. I don't know what I would change. I love this life that we live. I love that smile on your face. No, in a quiet house, it's Bible verses in the kitchen like it's holy ground. Living right don't cost a thing. It's slow roll of a porch swing. It's dogs running while the birds sing. It's you picking that sixth string. This is a
great tune there. Think about it. These are the glory days. That is Gabby Barrett on FM 100.9. 8:34, and coming up, our trivia question of the day. We're still writing it, but we'll have it for you in just a little bit this morning. We're up to 34 degrees, headed toward 52. a little spring in the air, maybe, in terms of making plans. We'll talk about the River Valley Area Community Gardens among our topics on today's morning show, starting in about a half hour.
Remember the first time I struck a match, lit a Marlboro red. First time that I drank a beer, the next words that I said, 'cause it'll never take control of me, it ain't got a chance. Then an angel came and spread her wings, she changed all my plans. I quit smoking and drinking, drinking and fighting, fighting and hurting, hurting and lying. After all these habits that I broke free, there's still warmest guy to hold on me. I thought that we would share my last name, but now I'm up all night putting out old flame. No matter what I do, can't get away and I can't break you. It's hard to admit that ever since you left, there's still one thing I can't kiss. I quit smoking and drinking, drinking and fighting, fighting and hurting, hurting and lying. After all these habits that I broke free, there's still one that's gotta hold on me. I thought that we could share my last name, but now I'm up all night putting out old flames. No matter what I do, I can't get away and I can't break you. They don't make a patch of rehab or anything like this. I've tried everything, it's just a swing and a miss. I quit smoking and drinking, drinking and fighting, fighting and hurting, hurting and lying. After all these habits that I've broke free, there's still one that's got a hold on me. I thought that we would share my last name, but now I'm up all night putting out old flames. No matter what I do, can't get away and I can't break you. No.
In entertainment news today, March 30th. Has been designated as Jeopardy, which kicks off a new campaign for the game show Jeopardy to recruit contestants. The Why Not You campaign will urge fans to take the Jeopardy test to see if they've got what it takes to compete on the show. It's the start of Jeopardy, celebrating its 60th anniversary this year, which will include live events and a bar trivia game, which comes out in the fall. So look forward to that. I know there are a lot of fans of Jeopardy. I'm not very good at it. Even when I try to play at home, you know, sometimes it's easy to sit at home and go, well, those people, don't they know? But really, the questions are kind of hard. And where I would fumble and fall would be asking the question as the answer, you know, because I'd be like, don't! I just blurt out the answer, no! So, yeah, that's probably the biggest challenge for me, but... Coming up, we'll see how you do with trivia. Here's Eddie Raven.
Go ahead with what you're doing. You don't have to pay me any mind. Don't think I won't get to it. I got plans for her tonight.
dance forever. But you won't hold her in your arms tonight. When it's all said and done, never had it done. See her sparkle, see her glitter. No one holds a candle when she shines. She turns a mile a minute. See her twirl just like a spinning top. But one thing that you'll find, it's me who's on her mind when the music. Shine, shine, shine. When the night is over, she'll be mine, mine, mine. Step back and let that little girl shine. Shine, shine, shine. When the night is over, she'll be mine, mine, mine. Step back and let that little girl shine.
A little tune from Eddie Raven and Shine, Shine, Shine on Country and Community WRCO. And here it is, Trivia Time, sponsored by ET Foods. The trivia question of the day, June 25th, 2009, the day that Michael Jackson died. Here in Richland Center, it was the opening night of Star Spangled Celebration at Kroska Park. One of the artists on the stage that night knew Michael Jackson and had worked with him in the past. Can you name the artist? 608-647-4155. Some national, international, slash local trivia here on the radio. For a prize from ET Foods.
I've seen a lot of places. I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls. After all, I witnessed one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. God bless Texas with his own hand. Brought down angels from the promised land. Gave them a place where they could dance. If you wanna see heaven, brother, here's your chance. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
First he let the sun shine, then he made the waters deep. Then he gave us moonlight for all the world to see. Well, everybody knows that the Lord works in mysterious ways.
very next day. God bless Texas with his own hand. Brought down angels from the promised land. Gave them a place where they could dance. If you wanna see heaven, brother, here's your chance. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. Well, I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Josh Abbott, Casey Donahue, and Randy Rogers Band, and their redo of God Blessed Texas. Still no winner in trivia just yet. Nope, not yet. June 25th, 2009, the day that Michael Jackson died. Here at Richland Center, it was the opening night of Star Spangled Celebration Festival at Kroska Park. One of the artists on the stage that night knew Michael Jackson, had worked with him in the past. Can you name that artist? Quite a few guesses this morning, but none the right answer. No, no, no. 608-647-4155. We'll give you a three-word clue. One, two. We are the world. Four-word clue. We are the world. There you go. 608-647-4155.
Draw
minutes before 9, we have found our scholar, our winner today. Way to go, Kevin Mulholland. He is the winner of Trivia Today. The day that Michael Jackson died here in Richland Center at the opening night of Star Spangled Celebration that year, one of the artists on the stage knew Michael Jackson and had worked with him in the past, even mentioned that on stage as well. And our clue was, the four-word clue was, we are the world. The correct answer, Kenny Rogers. There you go. Kenny Rogers, who sang with Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, and a cast of 50 or more artists on the song We Are the World. Kenny's featured quite prominently in the beginning of that song, in fact. So that's the correct answer. Kevin wins from our trivia sponsor today, E.T. Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. Now, that was a good year, too. I remember Kelly Pickler was on the stage just before that, and she had been recently on American Idol and had a hit, and so it was a good lineup that night and that year as well. We'll be back with more as we head toward 9 in just a moment.
Hi, this is Lisa from E.T. Foods. Cedarcrest ice cream sandwiches, two flavors to choose from, vanilla and black cherry, 10-count box, $5.50 each. Minis cheeseburger sandwiches, 2 counts, 50 cents each. Nature Valley Oats and Honey and Sweet and Salty Almond Granola Bars, $3 each or 2 for $5.50. Atlantic Cod Loin, $7 a pound. Langer's 64-ounce juice, 7 flavors to choose from, $2.50. Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup, Healthy Request, Pub Style and Classic, $1.99 each. Classico Pasta Sauce, Italian Sausage and Peppers and Onions, $2.75 each. Jimmy Dean Morning Combos and Hormel Breakfast Combos, 99 cents each. Jimmy Dean Sage Flavored Pork Sausage, $2.25 each, 2 for $4 or 12 for $22.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rayhu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Trails time coming up today from WRCO Radio. It is currently 35 degrees. We're headed toward 52 later today, 18 tonight, and Wednesday 34. Looks like it's going to be 38 Thursday with 1 to 3 inches of snow possible Thursday night, and then another 1 to 3 Friday. I don't like the sounds of that, but what do? We can use the moisture. You got to think positive here. Here's Chris Ledoux.
Saddle in the overhead bin. The stewardess said, "I'm sorry, sir, you'll have to check in." He's an airborne cowboy. His world keeps a spinning around and around. He's an airborne cowboy. He don't know where he's at until he hits the ground.
This is Phil Nee. I hope all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the news at 9 is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 36 degrees at 9 o'clock.